194.0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pound for pound, Victory Radio, Charlie Zelenoff. From 192.0 to 194.0 in one day. Now, somebody told me, a fan told me that, Champ, you should just knock out six people in one day, like you did. Well, I beat five people in one day when I was, actually, when I was 94.0, back, you know, 2015, at the end of 2015, when I was 94.0, you know how I got to 100, right? I beat five people in one night. Three of those fights got recorded on YouTube. I went to Inglewood. I went from 94.0 to 99.0 in one night, and the next day, I got 100. I beat a 19.0 middleweight boxer, and I one-shot at him, and I got 100. So, but there's no rush. Listen, I got the triple digits. 200 is going to happen. 300 is going to happen, let alone 200. Let's talk about my last two wins. All right, you all saw what I did to the MMA fighter Justin Gilman. Now, he was not a slouch. It was no easy task beating him. But I sure beat him like I beat everybody else. That double connect, the right hand that I hit him with, was hard, a lot harder than the left hook he hit me with. There's replays of it. I mean, come on. Yeah, it was actually a great fight in the beginning, man. If he wouldn't have quit, I would have put him out like I did to the Kung Fu champion. But the guy had a chin because I hit him with a bomb. That right hand, I hit him with a bomb. But see, yeah, again, I had a 12-ounce glove, but, you know, I hit Wilder with a 10-ounce glove. But, wow, listen, if I hit Wilder like I hit Justin Gilman, 5-3, well, he's 5-4 now. 5-4 in combat, 5-3. He's still 5-3 in MMA, but I don't know what his boxing record is. Well, he has an L. Him and the haters can hold this L now. He lost to Charlie Zelenoff in the sport of boxing, on the ground, professional boxing. And I never told him it's a spar. I said, let's box. That, a lot of these fighters, a lot of them know me from the internet, and they try to do that. Like, see, I gave the guy credit, but, you know, it's like he's throwing bombs at me. And then when I turn it up, and he realizes that my bombs are superior to his bombs, he goes, oh, you're throwing pretty hard for sparring, man. I'm like, wait, what? You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. Just because I hit harder than you and I'm beating you, and you know, now that I turned it up, you know, because at first we're punching each other, and then I turned it up, I just, you know, I hit him with that right, and then I go to the body, bam, 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 bam. This motherfucker's like, oh. Okay, and to all you delusional haters, you know, when I was beating up that Israeli soldier, oh, man, that was a fucking massacre. Remember that one? Oh, yeah, you guys will never forget, I'm sure. The Israeli soldier that I was beating up, well, I was whooping the shit out of him. Like, and then I said, you good? You okay? Just because I say that, that doesn't mean that I want to stop or quit the fight. Because right after I said that, this fucking idiot runs at me with a kick, and what do? I keep punching him. But guess what? I won't say it anymore. It doesn't mean anything. What the fuck? Justin Gilman took off the gloves. I had the gloves on. He took off the gloves and said, I don't like the way this is going. Of course you don't. I landed the last five punches of the match. It's funny. This guy's following me on Instagram, you know. Yeah, you know, he admitted himself that he lost, you know. I told him he did good, man. It was, you know, he did good. He did, but I mean, that's the same spot I beat Leo, the 180-0 fighter. No, that would be a good fight. See, it's like 180 and 0, 180 and 1 versus 5-4. Like, Lee's record is a lot better, but this guy did better against me than Lee did. So, I mean, hey, that would be a fight because they go to the same fucking gym. I mean, they could fight each other, and winner gets a rematch with the underground undisputed champion of the world, Charlie Zelenoff. But anyways, what a fan of mine said, Charlie, you should just go to the gym next time and knock out six people and just get it over with. 200. Look, that's too many fights. I could do it, but, you know, we'll see, man. Yeah, I'm beating, at the pace I'm going, two, three people, hell, I could probably beat fucking 300 now by the end of the year at the pace I'm going, man. Look, man, I just want to get 195. Like, 195 is going to be a slaughter, like against Troy, or like a boxer Troy, like against the Kung Fu champion that I dropped. Yeah, it's hard to get those kind of victories every fight or every other fight. It's hard. I scored 183 by knockout. It's on YouTube. It always will be. It's the greatest win of all time. I'll definitely top it one day, but it's hard to score wins of that caliber, to that highlight reeling every fight. Some delusional hater was like, oh, you promised a brutal knockout and you didn't deliver. Hey, I promised a victory, though, and I delivered that. I still won. You see what I'm saying? I still won. I still put on the gloves and got the better of Justin Gilman. I still beat him. Okay, he wasn't unconscious. He wasn't on the ground. He wasn't knocked out. But I still beat him. I still got the W. Therefore, I did back my shit up. Okay, it wasn't a brutal knockout, but I still won. Yeah, he quit, TKO, if you want to count it as a points win. He obviously lost. I landed I landed two headshots. He landed three headshots, but I landed four body shots. So I beat him. Yeah, so. Oh, yeah, now let's talk about the fight that, you know, the bare knuckle one. Oh, man. Now, if I can beat this guy, I can beat anybody. This guy said he was 6'5 and a half, about 6'5 and a half, 6'6, about 6'5, 6'6. 240-pound professional Muay Thai heavyweight champion in Muay Thai from Thailand. Do you understand? Real fighter. None of this Danny Green, Paul Briggs garbage. This guy fought in rings, Muay Thai. And he agreed. I said, let's box. I got gloves and everything. And he was with his girlfriend. And check the shit out. I punched him in front of his girlfriend. And some muscle head shit. No, I didn't knock him out, but I threw a precision punch at him, but let me start from scratch. I challenged him like I challenged everybody else, and this motherfucker said, yeah, let's do it. He's like, let me finish my workout. Give me about 30 minutes, and we'll go there in the room where the heavy bags are. Yeah, just like with everybody, and we'll do it. I'm like, all right. I'll wait for you. He's like, I'll find you. I'm like, no, it's cool. I'll sit right here, and I'll wait for you. Because a lot of these motherfuckers, what they like to do is they like to say, yeah, man, let me work out, and then boom, they jet out the fucking door so they don't have to fight me on my ass. No escape with Charlie Zelenov. No, it's literally no escape, which you're about to hear. So I wait and wait and wait, and 30 minutes have passed, and I'm still waiting. Then I go hit the bag. I make sure that this motherfucker doesn't run away from me. I come back. I'm like, you still working out, man? He's like, yeah, almost done, almost done. I'm like, all right. So I come up to him again. It's already like almost an hour. And he's still doing like legs on the weights with his, you know, girl standing right there. And I tell him, I'm like, look, man, let's do this, man. I'm like, this is going to be quick, man. Come on. And then this guy starts play fighting. And he's like, hey, man, but my instinct is this, man. Like, he started showing knees and kicks. I'm like, instinct. I don't care, man. I'm like, if you do that, that's a disqualification. You know how to punch, right? I'm like, Muay Thai to teach you how to punch also. He's like, yeah, of course. I'm like, okay, well, then let's go put on some gloves, and let's see who lands more punches. And this motherfucker, he's like, yeah, but this is a reaction, man. This is a reaction, you know, with the feet. And he starts play fighting with me. Then he throws a 1-2. Like, he didn't hit me, but you know what I mean. I'm the wrong person to play fight with. I've hurt many people that have tried to play fight with me, and I warned them, don't do this shit with me because, you know, I'm the goat, man. I'm really going to hit you. If you play fight with me, I'm really going to hit you for real. That's the way I roll. This motherfucker starts play fighting with me, and I punched him in the jaw. Precision punch, kind of like when I hit Lee, even lighter. Just bam, just like, you know, a quick left hook in his jaw. And this motherfucker's all stunned, and his girlfriend runs to the front desk, snitches on me, and says that her boyfriend just got punched by some boxer. That's why I said there is no escape with Charlie Zelenoff. If you forfeit, and you're going to start acting a fool, play fighting, you're still gonna lose. Because forfeits don't count. But I made it count. I hit him. 6'6". Okay, 6'5½". That means with shoes he's like 6'6½", whatever. So 6'6", 240-pound, heavyweight Muay Thai fighter with 86 wins on his professional record, lost to me. And you delusional haters, compare me to Canelo and ask me if I can beat Canelo or McGregor. What the fuck is wrong with you people? I once shot at a 6'6", 6'5", 6'6", 240-pounder. And the fight before that, I beat Justin Gilman, who was a very skilled, tough, 200-pound MMA fighter. That guy would mop the floor with Mayweather and McGregor due to his size advantage and power and advantage. And the guy was pretty damn quick for a heavyweight. And I'm beating these guys. Sure, they don't have the exposure, but again, the real fighters, I told you, are the ones that do not have the exposure. Man, fuck, it's like repeating the same shit to these sick, ill people, man. Nicholas, man, did you see the fight, man? Of course you did, man. See, these pussies always use excuses like, hey, when I hit Troy, he got knocked out. He didn't say anything. Oh, I thought it was a spar, man. He didn't say any of that shit. I told you, they say that shit to save face because they know me. They know that the haters are going to, you know, but there's no fucking buts. I'm the greatest 194-0. 6 wins away from 200. Now, let me tell you about 200. Am I, as the champ, is the Charlie Zelenoff the greatest of all time? It's whooping everyone's ass right now, and always whooping everyone's ass. Is Charlie Zelenoff the GOAT going to retire at 200-0? Well, I don't know. It depends. Because if 200 is a good win, okay, if 200 is a great win, yes, I'll retire for about 4 to 6 months. Take the rest of the year off and come back in 2018. If 200 is a good win, pretty good win, decent win, then no, I'm not retiring. I'm going to go for 201. So it depends. Yeah, because you have the great wins like the Kung Fu champion, Anthony Thompson, Jill Zavala, Troy. Those are the great wins. And you got the good ones, like against Justin Gilman. You know what I'm saying? Against Tony Smith. Well, actually, that was a great performance. All right. Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying. If it's a good win, then I have to get 201 because 200 has to be great. Hey, 95 was better than 100. I have a feeling 195 will be better than 200. I don't know. We'll see. Because when I was 94, no, I got 95 was phenomenal. I beat this this boxer nicknamed Black in the hood. We punched each other. I hit him with two. He hit me with one. It's on video. And then he started complaining. Remember about his earring? He said he lost his earring. And he's like, where's my earring, guy? What a fucking pussy, man. You're in a fight, man. Who gives a fuck if you lost the earring, man? He's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could have still knocked him out. That's a poor excuse. I lost my earring. What the fuck is that? Lost the earring. You're lucky you didn't lose your head, motherfucker. I hit him with two hard-ass shots. I snapped his head to the side, man. Worse than I snapped DeJean's head. Yeah, man, let's talk some basketball, man. Golden State Warriors, all the way. 2017 NBA champions. Hey, I saw them boo Mayweather, the Warrior fans. Nah, man, I was a Cavs fan, but look, I didn't watch basketball for, 2013, I didn't watch a game of basketball. Not a preseason game, not a season game, not a playoff game, not a finals game. I didn't see it. Yeah, I stopped being an NBA fan for like, well, I'm telling you, 2014 I didn't watch it. Just the finals, you know, a little bit. Still wasn't really, didn't really have a team. 2015, no, I was with Daria in Ukraine. I don't know, how can I, they don't show the fucking NBA finals there. They show like soccer and shit like that. But. And 2016 is when I really came back and became a Cavs fan, but then, you know, like I said, I got tired of LeBron James' delusional rants about Conor McGregor, about Muhammad Ali, about Bruce Lee, about all these guys that I would annihilate. And the thing is, I don't want to see LeBron win the ring, man. He actually met me in real life. I talked to him, and he never met Conor McGregor. He definitely never met Ali, and he definitely never met Bruce Lee. But he gave all of them shout-outs. I don't know about McGregor. Maybe he met McGregor. I don't know. But the point is this. I'm the greatest of all time. You saw the fan asking for a photo with me. I mean, this always happens. I literally, like, walk out of the gym. Guy says, Charlie Z, the best. Let me take a picture. It's on video, man. It's on video. My real fans, Charlie Z fans, stood up. LeBron James. Okay, I'm not going to say anything good about him because, look, man, whatever, in basketball, yeah, okay. But as a person, as a boxing fan, quote-unquote fan, he knows nothing about boxing. Son, if you are a boxing fan, then you need to go on YouTube and you need to watch a middleweight named Charlie Zelenov beating the fuck out of heavyweights. That is incredible. That is unprecedented. That is something that HBO will never show you because they don't have that. It's the underground is so diverse and unique. You're not going to see. HBO is a joke. HBO is a show. And I know that Kevin Durant, you know, him and Andre Ward, but see, he even wrote him and Andre Ward were friends. Andre Ward, look, he's a bum. I would crush him. He's Sergei Kovalev. These guys are not in my league. But Andre Ward is a friend of his, and he's from Oakland, and it's more of a hometown thing. The Cavs support paid actors a lot more than the Warriors. That's why I'm rooting for the Warriors. And I know Chris Mills, a former Golden State Warriors player. Yeah, I've seen him many times, man. He would always park his Lamborghini down Melrose and shit. Every time I'd see Chris Mills, he'd always say, what's up to me, man? He'd be like, how you doing, man? Former Golden State Warriors player. So, I mean, fuck it. I want to see the Dubs win. And of course they're going to win, man. Come on, man. Listen, man, last year the Cavs barely won. No, they were better last year, but they barely won. Now, the Warriors added a 30-point scorer named Kevin Durant. The Cavs, they just killed the Celtics, but that's the Celtics, son. Look who the fucking Warriors are beating. Okay, an injured Spurs. They beat the Spurs. They're 2-0. Kawhi's coming back, man. Kawhi's coming back. They're gonna sweep the Spurs with Kawhi. Maybe 4-1. The point is the Spurs are a lot better than the Celtics. The West is better than the East. Warriors-Cavs, now the Cavs are playing really well despite the well-level comp. Warriors in six. It ain't going to be like that last possession game seven, no. It's going to be Warriors in six. And if it goes seven, Warriors are definitely going to win. They're not going to let what happened last year, they're not going to let that happen. But anyways, back to boxing. So now that I'm 194-0, well, I'm going to get some new gloves. And I'm gonna go knock somebody out for 195. Listen, man, if I can beat an 86-5 Muay Thai fighter that's 6'5", 6'6", 6'5 and a half, so let's consider him 6'6", with shoes on, is 6'6". If I can beat a 6'6", 240-pound fighter with 86 fucking pro wins in Muay Thai, then I can beat anybody. That guy would, man, you know, in Thailand, they got some real fighters over there, man. Not these fucking Dancing of the Star actors, man, like fucking Anthony Joshua and Mayweather, man. That guy would fucking mop the floor with Anthony Joshua, man. In a street fight, in a boxing match, you name it, that guy would kill Anthony Joshua. I'd beat him with one punch. Listen, man, he made me wait for no reason. This is what he should have done. I don't listen. When somebody backs out, I know. Are you kidding me? I don't touch them. And plus, he started play fighting with me, and I warned him not to do that. So that's why I hit him in the chin. The thing is this: when 15 minutes have passed and 20 minutes have passed, he should have said, "Hey, Charlie, you know what? I'm a pass. You know, I'm cool. I'm not gonna do it." But he let the whole 45 minutes go by. And I waited the whole time. When I could have beat another fighter. I even went and trained and hit the bag to warm up a little bit. This motherfucker backs out and starts play fighting to show off in front of his girlfriend. So what did I do? I punched him in front of his girlfriend. There you go. You see, I'm out there letting my hands go. Guns blazing. Beating MMA fighters, Muay Thai fighters, boxers, everybody. I'm close to 200 now. I'm making history as we speak. I'm the first fighter ever to reach 194 wins without losing. There's never been that many wins without a loss. Never. Hell no. The best record in history. Charlie Zonoff. I'm just saying, hypothetical, I'm not retiring. I'm going to fight till I'm in my 40s, till I'm in my mid-40s. I'm telling everybody right now, if, for example, hypothetical, I repeat again, I'm not retiring. I'm saying hypothetical, if Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT, was to hang up the gloves right now at 194-0 and call it a career and never lace them up ever again, the greatest of all time until the end of time. There will never be another fighter that will reach this many wins without a loss. There will never be another fighter that fights guys 40 to 60 to 100 pounds heavier than him and beats them. There will never be another fighter like that. You're never going to see another middleweight challenging fucking Derek the Giants, Deontay Wilders, Anthony Thompson's, Gio Zavala's. You're never going to see it again. Never. Man, I beat over 100 heavyweights, man. Yeah, because the last few opponents have been heavyweights, and I know it was in the 90s, you know, like, but now it's been like, it's definitely over 100. That's amazing, man. Like, hundreds of knockouts, hundreds of wins, and now hundreds of heavyweights. That's crazy, man. But the next victory, I guarantee a great win. That's what I guarantee. Oh, it's going to be a KO or a TKO. I already posted the brutal knockouts in the ring when I smashed that Armenian kung fu fighter. Dude, that guy hit the canvas, man. Come on. Motherfucker, like my fan even said at the Grove, the guy kissed the canvas. And the Marine, oh, yeah, the U.S. Marine, that was a massacre, man. The guy hit the shelf in the ground. And then the best knockout of them all, the Kung Fu champion, that black guy that was bragging to me that he's a southpaw, yeah, well, he hit the ground, man. So the knockouts are there, live and direct, motherfucker. So there's nothing to prove. 194-0, there is absolutely nothing to prove. I'm the greatest of all time. And I got a beautiful girlfriend out in Ukraine. Look, man, I wanted to leave in May. She just said she wants to get to know me better. And rightfully so, because the thing is, man, the more I know her, the more I talk to her, the more, then when I come there, because when I came to Daria, I fucked Daria on the first day. Well, yeah, she was, you know, my fiance, and we got married 2 months later. But we talked on Skype for 8 months. Well, 8 months is a stretch. That's too damn long. Fuck that. But see, I was on probation. I couldn't leave the country. I wasn't allowed to leave the country. Ex-con. You know, not proud of it. Just saying, that's why I couldn't leave the country. So, but at least it paid off, though, because by the time I came to Ukraine, this is it, man. She gave me pussy right away. That's what I'm saying. Because if you get a girl online that's overseas and you talk to her for a few weeks and you do go there, she ain't going to give you pussy, man, unless she's a fucking slut. You know what I'm saying? She's going to want you to wait. She's going to, like, you know, dates and all that shit. So I'm thinking, like, June or July. Definitely. Yeah, so 194-0 with 158 knockouts. Charlie Zay, the greatest of all time. The GOAT, 195. I guarantee a great victory. One-sided. It's going to be a one-sided victory. I'm going to let my hands go, and I'm going to keep punching until my opponent gets knocked out or quits. That's it. Knocked out or quits on his feet. Yeah, knocked out. That is a knockout when you quit on your feet. Well, you know what I'm saying. If he gets dropped like the Kung Fu champion or if he quits like Troy, that's what the next fight's going to look like. Stay tuned. 195 is going to be very soon, about a week or two.